great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.
And welcome back to another episode of Great Morning. I'm your host, Christian Mermer, Merms, Merm Dog, whatever the fuck you want to call me. And to the left of my computer screen, I'm just going to say it like this. Stephanie is here. She has a flat tire, but she's working on that right now. She's just trying to get some help with that. So I'm actually, this is going to be crazy. We have a guest today, folks. All right. And this is a returning guest from last season. And last season, the first time we met this wonderful person, they were talking to us about a movie that they were in called Getaway. Am I remembering that correctly?
Correct.
Worse. Which I still have not seen.
I know.
When can I see it?
Works. It's still in the works.
Okay.
You have to follow us Fast TV, of course, for all the updates. So, yeah.
Of course.
It's good, though.
And, of course, who we are talking to is the beautiful Talia. How are you doing today?
Hey.
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I am fantastic. And it is, you know, it's so nice having you back because you were on that episode with Slick. And then the three of you did the word of the day, which we will get to in a little bit. And yours, because we go through all the many guests we have throughout the season, we unbiasedly rate them. And yours got not only on the top 10 list, but I remember, I think you were pretty high. You were like number 4 or something, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was almost there.
Yeah. So you were there like that high on the top 10 list, and we listened to it. So you came back on to the season finale too. So then that was technically your second, showing on the show. And then now you're back to your third recording in the next season. And this is going to be interesting because this is the first time we're actually going to be able to talk to you more about what you do. Because all the other appearances are like season finale, you know, you got to be there for just the top 10 list. And then the other one, you know, we were just focusing mostly on the movie.
Yeah.
Now we're going to talk a little more. All right.
I love it.
I'm happy you're here, and I'm happy we can do this again.
Happy
third showing on this show. I can't believe it's already been that quick. So I want to know real quick for the people out there, if they don't know, you are a model. Is that correct?
I am. That is correct.
Can you share with us a bit about your journey into the modeling industry? Like inspired you to pursue this career path?
So originally I would say pageant. I started pretty much with following my sister. She did it first and she kind of guided me, was like my role model.
Mm-hmm.
Once I started like winning, I was like, okay, maybe I could just start doing this and, making money out of this. And then I started doing fashion shows and then hair shows. And then everybody suggested maybe like doing agencies, but I found like doing independent work made it easier for me to work with whoever and do whatever. Yeah. So now I'm like more acting and I don't know. I just, it helped me branch out. So I pretty much started with pageants and then here I am acting and voiceovers and
Voiceovers? When have you done that?
I want to do voiceovers. So I started doing, I like animations.
Of course.
My dream is to do like my own cartoon.
Oh, that's awesome.
I have a crazy talent I've been doing since I was like 5. Everybody's always embarrassed. They're like, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm like, I have to do it because it's something that nobody's heard before. And I was recently on a radio show and I started doing it for them.
Oh,
and they were like, mind boggled. Like, it's just the oddest thing. So I just want to use my talents in different ways to kind of put out into the world.
Can you do
the talent?
Like other, can you be talented? No. Can you do other like voices? You'd use just like your own voice. Like, could you do
like imitation type?
Yeah. Can you just make, can you do a whole different voice for another character?
It's not really a different voice per se. I would do maybe like kids. I'll go like maybe kid voices. I'll do like maybe manly voices, like commercials, different like audiobooks to make it like animated. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty much my voice, but I use it in different ways. I don't really like, I can like talk like, you know, Bill Cosby or anything. No. I don't do like what, impersonations? No.
No,
like voiceover work, just like audiobooks, cookbooks, cartoons, and educational stuff. So a little bit of things like that.
That's awesome. So going back to the pageants, how young were you when that started? Like, when is that? I never did a pageant myself, so I'm just
interested. Really?
You did it?
I did not. Believe it or not, I have not been in a pageant before.
I feel like that's your passageway.
I could start, I guess.
Get you out there.
Don't cut your hair so that, when you're at the very front, when it's time for you to turn, you could just, flip the hair and then turn around and show your ass that everybody loves so much.
Yes, I will do that. That's probably my gateway into there then.
Try it out.
Try it. Okay, I will.
I'll support you, Merms.
I'm supporting you.
All right, I will. Okay, what are we doing talking on this podcast? Let's try and figure out how I can sign myself up for the nearest pageant. But anyway, while I look for that, I do want to know how old you were when that started happening.
I would say I was maybe like 5, 6 or so.
Oh, wow. So it's that young.
Yeah, I was really young. My sister was probably in high school and she actually was like winning, competing like big. Mine was more small time. I'm from Williamsburg, Virginia.
Yeah.
So it was just stuff that's around the area or surrounding areas that I was able to participate in. And it was just to help boost my confidence and, get me out there pretty much. So
that's why I did it. Was it like where there's judges? I remember. Okay.
Yes.
This is going to sound, I might be dating myself here, but
yes.
Does anyone remember? Because I remember my mom, I think, watching it. Like those, I think it was that. It was the pageant. And then there was that like Honey Boo Boo girl.
Oh, does anyone remember? God.
That's like boot camp.
That's like, okay, but was it like that?
We were doing it. Like I said, we were doing it more for like fun and like confidence building. They're like, boot camp, like you're gonna win, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they got like really aggressive.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you don't win, like sweat and tears, like type things. I'm like, no, we were all like, if we win, we win. If we don't, you take it as a, as a lesson learned, and you grow from it, you know what I mean? You don't I don't know, it was just a whole different experience than what they portrayed on TV. So I was like, that's horrible, especially being young like that. I would encourage it. So
it always seemed actually like not good for the girls. Like it's like they're just getting yelled at and
exactly. It'll make you feel worse for not winning.
Know? It's like most of your time is
More about winning.
Spent perfecting your smile. It's like, it's like, all right. This is a little aggressive. We're putting little girls through. But okay, I'm glad you did not.
I think her life's all crazy now. I think like
ooh.
Up to date recently. Yeah, oof. I think I've heard something crazy, but
I have not been up to date on my Honey Boo Boo, but
I know something.
Should look into that. I'm glad you did not go through that though. That's what I was wondering. No. I was like, when I heard pageant, I'm like, oh my God.
Yes. It usually turns into a different type of people. Yeah, no.
Very good. Glad to hear that. I also want to know, I have a bunch of questions here for you.
I love it.
What do you find most fulfilling about being a model?
I like being myself. So I think the ability to be myself and be confident in what I'm wearing and what I'm doing and, that alone, I feel like makes it not a job or like I'm forced to do it. It just flows and it's just natural to me. So I feel fulfilled to be able to share that with the world. And, people actually enjoy seeing me. And think that's fulfilling.
When you're at like a photo shoot and stuff, does it take like how long does that all take? Is it like an hour, like a whole day, or are you just there for a little bit and you leave?
So it just depends on which photographer I'm working with or which I don't know if I'm like shooting like video or if I'm just coming in and just do digitals. It just depends on what I'm shooting. Sometimes it'll take all day. I usually like starting like hair and makeup and luckily me, I could do my own hair. I could do my own makeup. So I kind of cut time, but usually you have hair and makeup, then you'll do your wardrobe. And I do like a few wardrobe changes in between. So maybe like 4 to 5. So you'll say maybe like an hour or so for each look. So the day will go.
So
it's an exercise. So it's not like I usually shoot like back to back to back. I don't usually like take breaks and pauses for like 30 minutes. No, I'm like a power shooter. I'm like, let's go.
Yeah, like, let's just fucking do it. No, I hear that. That's how I feel. And although I do not model, but I that's how I feel about most things that I do, though.
Me too.
When you schedule this stuff too, do you have set days that you would do this, or does it change throughout the week? Like all of a sudden on a Tuesday, you're going to a photo shoot when you would normally go on a Tuesday.
Exactly. So depending on your opportunities, you know, you'll make the sacrifice. I am a 9-to-5 regular day worker. Mm-hmm. So I'm in property management. So it's, you know, I feel the tiredness of being drained all day by, you know, providing other people money, but having mm-hmm. the hustle of getting off and being like, I still have to go to this audition. Like, I got to go to practice, you know? And then my community manager, she's like alongside me. She's like, oh my God, I didn't get in until 11 last night. I'm like, no. Like, and then I still have stuff to do. She'll let me, you know, she's understanding. Like, I'll slow roll in the morning and get my stuff together. But yeah, I'll sacrifice doing something late on a Tuesday or something late on a Thursday, you know? But yeah, typically I like to plan them out. I'll say maybe a week or a month ahead so I can have time to get the wardrobe and the ideas together. So I'll usually weekends. So I feel more relaxed and I don't feel, you know, like I have something else going on. But usually my weekends are crammed.
Yeah. No, I bet they're fucking crammed, especially when you got to work all week. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. You're constantly working then, that sounds like.
Correct.
Constantly on it. Do you do anything? I want to know this too. Do you do anything to pump yourself up before a shoot? Like, is there anything, do you have a routine that you go through?
I'm huge on music. I'm huge on motivational sayings to myself and quotes, just to read stuff out loud, just to, you know, affirm what you're doing, to believe what you're doing, to be just, you know, certain of who you are and what you want to be and what you want to portray, you know, try to just, I don't know, remind yourself every day, kind of just keep going. I always have the motto to never quit too. So that's mm-hmm. like a family motto. I think it's like our last name, Muhammad, means never quit.
Oh, so okay. Awesome.
My sister's always my cheerleaders too. If I ever get into a mood where I'm like, I don't know, I'm getting tired of this, you know, I get tired, but you know, they're like, no, you can't give up. So
that's
having in there is definitely like a motivator and a pusher.
That is very inspirational. I want to know what are some of your favorite songs though? That would pump you up.
So I am open to all songs. I'm not a particular oh my God, I'm in love with this artist. I want to meet this person. No, I like country. I like African, the different beats. I like jazz. I just like anything that feels good to my soul. You know, I just.
Wow. All right.
Spotify and I just let it roll, you know.
So it doesn't need to be a song that's actually trying to pump you up, something someone be listening to that's fast and heavy, at the gym or something. It could be a country song is what you're saying.
Oh yeah. Wow. My Tennessee whiskey.
Yeah. Oh, Tennessee whiskey is my shit.
I love me
some Tennessee whiskey.
Yeah. Right,
hold on. But there's so many versions of Tennessee whiskey. Which
yes. I'll take them all.
Yeah.
Which one's your favorite, Stephanie?
Well, you know, That's just the shit. I don't know.
I've heard so many versions.
Yeah, they're good. They're all fucking good. Kiki Wyatt, yo, she did a good one too. She did a good fucking version of Tennessee Whiskey. I was like, ooh.
Talia, did you just throw your iPad across the room?
Did you see that?
We totally saw that. I just saw you flip and I was like, all right.
I have it on my little desk thing right here. I was like, I think it's steady if I put it this way, maybe.
That's fantastic. It's just I wish, you know, the listeners, unfortunately, they have to listen to this. They don't see the video, but
oh, nice. Okay.
Just to explain it to them, Talia was in the middle of talking and just it was almost it was a force push and it was just whoosh and fell. And I was all right. We'll just keep talking. I'm sure she'll pick it up as we're talking.
I'm talking while I'm flipping it over.
Yeah, you're like, oh shit.
Seriously.
Oh my God. So that was a quick technical difficulty. That's fine. We love, oh my God. Great Morning is notorious for having technical difficulties sometimes. You know, we've actually been pretty good though recently, haven't we, Stephanie? I feel like last few seasons before that, remember every time someone would come on and be like, yeah, my mic's not working. It'd be 20 minutes and then we finally figured out. It's oh yeah, it's not plugged in or something like that.
Oh God.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember all those problems?
Hell fucking. You know, the other day I was looking back at like all the videos that I used to make for Great Morning and like my little mashup and shit. Mm-hmm. And it's like, bro, like we were hot as fucking bad.
Oh yeah.
Like, what? Like, what the fuck is going on? It wasn't. It's just like and the crazy thing about it is that we always set rules. Like, all right, guys, this time we're not gonna do this. We're gonna make sure that X, Y, and Z. And of and course.
No, it didn't happen.
Watching shit just no, who happened? Who's following the rules?
It's hard to set rules when like everyone's your friend. So it's hard for like you to have rules with your friends, I feel like.
Yeah.
So
this is true.
No, I also want to know, back to Talia. What do you think sets you apart from other models? Like, what is unique about you?
I think I'm just a people person. I'm a chameleon, I would say. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, but I've just been known to just mesh with all people. I just have a light, I think, you know, like a light to like the bugs. And you're just like attracted to something. It's the certain energy and love that I give out.
Yeah.
I encourage those around me. I uplift those around me. I don't want to just see myself win. I always want to see those around me win. So I do put a lot of people on around me. If it's an opportunity not for me, I do reach out and offer it to them just to give them a shot. So, yeah, we all went together. So I think being open to womanhood and sisterly, like love and stuff, I think that's a bonus.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah, you seem like a very... I don't want to say, I think it's charming, but like you seem like, like you're able to just talk to anyone. I think that's how you've been able to, like, we keep like, let's have Talia back on the show.
Yes. I love people.
I love people. That's great because I feel like sometimes I don't always love people. So it's good to have people on the show that can have that because I don't always have that. I do it for the show, but I'm also the guy like after the show, like if I have to go somewhere and there's a bunch of people there,
you're like, no.
I'm probably not the happiest guy in the world.
Really?
It's not like I actually dislike people. It's not that. It's just more like there's a lot of people around. There's talking. There's yelling. And it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Do I have to deal with these people? Stephanie, what do you think? You're a people person kind of, Stephanie.
I am a people person. But then, you know, I do have like mental problems at the same time. So, like, I'll just be like, I like you. And then I'm going to just give you that look like, if you don't get the fuck away from me, it's about to go down. Like, I can be around people, but I have a limit. Like, once I feel like I'm overwhelmed and there's just too much shit going on around me, I'm like, all right, I got to go. I love y'all, but assalamu alaikum. I cannot do this no more. I got to go home. Mm-hmm. I got to protect my peace, my energy, my sanity, because, you know, I just can't. But I do like people. Like, I feel like I kind of, like, resonate with you because, you know, like, a lot of people are drawn to me. And, like, kills me sometimes. It's like, people are drawn to me so much that, and not only that, but then they want to tell me their whole life story. And I'm just like,
they're open to you.
And I'm like, that's wonderful.
But then your whole time goes.
There goes my energy. And I'm just like,
those are called, I think they're called energy vampires.
Swear.
Like people call them because they
succubus.
I have bites all over me.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's the worst. Like you're stuck in a conversation and someone's talking about like jellyfish or something you would never even talk about. You're like, wow, that's crazy. I need to get the fuck out of here. How do I get out of here?
And I know, but you're nice. And you actually like allow them to get it out.
Yeah.
They might not have the opportunity to talk to that with anybody else, but you know,
I'm glad you're here.
Like that.
That is a great way to put it. You're right. And that's how I should think about that. But
some people get like,
could you imagine if I was that mean? I would never be that mean.
People are that mean.
Sometimes I like to think about, like, imagine I could be that mean. Like, someone started talking to me, and I was just like, I don't care. Like, I could never say that. They do that all the time. You see that?
What? People, it's so easy to be mean. I swear. It's so hard to be nice. It's so easy to be mean.
I like
that. If somebody walks up to you, you don't want to hear it. People give you this look all the time.
Oh, my God.
Right? They don't even have to say anything. It's the body language and the energy that you portray to the world. People feel that. my energy is so inviting. I think that's why people are like, I'll just go to her. Oh, I'll go. Yeah. Ahead. You know, because I look like, hey, hi, welcome.
Oh, yes.
Like, hi, girl. Girl, I'm like happy to see you.
How are you?
We're vibing. Yeah. It's okay. Life's okay. Even if you're going through something, life's going to be okay. I can't be around people that are just so negative and judgmental before I can even speak. It's like, relax. Yeah. Like, even if I want to talk about a jellyfish that's floating, like, your jellyfish might be dope. I can use it in my comp set in my model shoot or something.
Yeah.
Know? I don't know.
Oh, the jellyfish.
Yeah. Look, girl. Well, the jelly. We got
it. Yes.
We got some, listen, you know, but I think people enter in your life like for moments and times for a reason. There's billions of people. So I think different moments when you meet them, I was like, take a moment to listen. It might not make sense, but it might make sense later. You know, I don't know.
Hey.
Okay.
Maybe I'm like a people that. Person. See, help.
I like how you said, though, that I think that was an old quote I've heard from, I don't know if it was a book or movie, but that it's easy to be mean. It's difficult to be kind. And that's true. And that's why it's more fulfilling to be nice in life. It's easier. Yes. It's difficult to forgive. It's difficult to be nice. But we like challenges in life. So when you can accomplish that, you're a better person.
I agree.
I love that. I love that you said that. You know, circling back to, I don't know what we should call them. What do you call them in the modeling industry? Are they outfits? Are they costumes? Are they uniforms? What would you call when just the stuff that you have to wear for the shoot?
Like your garments? Yeah.
Your garments.
Yeah. So I would say, they're just different looks. I'll say looks.
Looks.
That's the term I usually look. I'll use is looks. Like what look are we using? But yeah, just different fits or looks.
Do you know beforehand, like what you're going to be wearing to a shoot? Or is it like, has there ever been a time where you show up to a shoot and they're like, you got to wear this? And you're like,
Oh yeah. So there's been times in a fashion show where like usually before you do get fitted, or you'll do like practice, of course, and you'll meet the designer and he'll let you try it on and you'll see what's comfortable. But sometimes in a show, if somebody like pulls out and they need somebody, you don't know if you get fitted or not. So they'll throw you in something that's either too big, too small, too, you know, so you just kind of make it work. You're like, you're just modeling. You just, it's kind of like acting. You just make it work and pretend like everything's okay, even though, you know, my toe is like hanging over the side of the shoe and you know, and the button's not really like close, but
yeah,
you
it's
just
not
make it work.
It's not working on that way. But when has there ever been a memorable moment, right? Where was there ever like an outfit or a look, I should say, that just was either like super uncomfortable or itchy or just like,
I have a moment. Once you said that, my mind.
I'm ready. Let's hear it.
So, you know, like Cinderella, when they have that big giant like wire thing under your dress.
Oh
yeah, it was a gorgeous gala. Shout out to the Heartbeat Gala. But the dress I was wearing, I have never worn anything like that. And that was one of the moments which is funny. Like I didn't even get to try on that part first. And I had to walk down at the Slover library. They have steps that are steep and they go straight down. And I had to walk with the metal dress all the way down. I was like, oh, my God. And I never walked in it before. And that was my first time. Yeah.
And that was super uncomfortable?
That was insane. Yeah, that was scary because I didn't want to keep looking down. So I had to look down. I was like, I can't do this. I was like, yeah, this is scary. I was like, either I break my neck or, you know, just go tumbling down. So I'm like, oh, I don't know.
But Stephanie, that was tough. Did you say something there? It sounded like you said something.
Yeah, I said that's hard as shit. Like to go down the stairs and you have this big ass kufi thingy.
Yes.
You're just like, what the fuck? Because it's, you know, it you do have like those weird shit. What do you call that? Like the steel, whatever, the little
metal.
It's just like, you know, and that shit is uncomfortable to go down the stairs, yeah, narrow, steep stairs.
It was scary.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten a outfit that you had to wear, or again, I keep saying outfit, a look. That not like during, but like afterwards, you were like, I don't like the way, not the way you looked, but the way just the outfit was. Were you like, I think that's a stupid outfit, or like, it's just like,
not. Oh, of course.
Could you tell us a story about that?
I don't want to say like the designers.
Yeah, you don't need to say the designer.
Yeah, but of course you'll have like something that I'm just like, I would never see myself wearing that, you know, like either it's like too tight or in revealing or just the seams and like the make of it isn't, you know, of quality. But of course, for them, I'll, you know, rock and support it. But I just wouldn't personally buy it.
Yeah, no, I feel like I wear it. A lot of the stuff you see people like, you know, you'll see those like fashion shows and like these people are like, oh, yeah, this is like the new incredible look from Paris or something. And it's it looks like a cartoon character that like a child drew of like how people will dress in the year 3000. I'm like, who is actually going to buy that and walk down the street wearing that? I mean, no one. I've seen just the craziest shit, like the hat that sticks out over here. It's like, who's gonna buy this? Who's walking down the street? Unless you're like
seriously
one of those people that judges art or something. In fact, I feel like you can't wear some of that stuff. I shouldn't be, not that I'm trying to be, you know, a fascist here, but it should be illegal. Some of the stuff, like, it's like you're not going to buy that and wear that down the street, even if it looks good right now.
You know what kills me? Like, when I see like high end fashion designers and they, like Balenciaga, right? They came out with like a pair of sneakers, right? And they look rough. Like, it's rough. like that shit went through the fucking mud. And that's like some usual shit that you would see like when you're like in your hood or something. Like, you know, like it's like they take like poverty style and then they try to make it their own.
Monetize it.
Yeah, and then you want to sit there and fucking charge $1,300-$1,400 for a look that we use every single day. And that triggers me because it's just like, I feel like you're like making fun of how we look, but then like you say, you're trying to monetize because it looks good. But we're out here and you're trying to make a $1,200 sneaker that has fake dirt on it and, you know, like, okay, thanks for mocking us regular degular ass people. Thanks.
No, like, seriously.
No, like, shit.
That is kind of fucked up. You know, I never really thought about that, Stephanie. I'm glad you brought that up because that's true. Is like, you're just taking what people already wear. You're jacking the price up like 1,000%. And the only difference is it might have the name Tom Ford on it this time or something else.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. Speaking of Tom Ford, we're not sponsored by Tom Ford. I have some problems with Tom Ford. I saw someone send me, my friend, he's like, you should get this shirt because I like a lot of t-shirts. I'm a very simple guy. I like t-shirts. And I'm like, okay. And I'm looking on this Tom Ford. It's a white shirt. There's nothing on it. It's just Tom Ford. It's $1,000. I'm like, buying. What am I, who's this shirt for? I can't. Like, not like, look, I could buy that. I don't want to make it sound like I don't have any money at all, but like, I'm not going to spend $1,000 on a white shirt.
Absolutely not.
No.
Even if I was rich, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And not
only that, but like also like even celebrities, how like celebrities that are like trying to jump into the whole fashion industry, like they have a nasty, nasty ass habit of, you know, like, I guess they see other, you know, up and coming fashion designers and they copy and paste their shit.
Yeah.
And this is like a normal thing for celebrities. And then it's just like, dude, like, why can't you just like, you know, reach out to the person and say, listen, I think your shit's dope. Like, can you send me a few pieces? Like, share the freaking wealth. Why do you have to take somebody else's creativity? People that really bust their ass into like, you know, trying to create, like put their vision on paper and then on fucking clothes. Like, that takes a lot. And for these celebrities to take it and just run with it and not give the little people their credit. Like, that's crazy. Like, Kim Kardashian is known for that shit. Her sisters are known for that shit. And like even other celebrities, like it just sucks because these people really put like their heart and soul into their shit. And you have household names that just take it and copy paste and monetize off of it. And they don't even give you your credit. And then they have the audacity to get mad at you too. What?
You say something.
Original. No, it's not, sis. Yep. I have my receipts. Like, like, have several seats.
Yes.
Give you a gag order.
I like how Kim Kardashian came up. She was a hot topic in the last episode as well. remember talking about OJ and the whole Kardashian scene. But anyway, I want to ask Stephanie something here. Stephanie, do you think it's time?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely time.
I think it's time. I think it's time, Talia, we're going to do something that you've done before.
Okay.
And it's you know, it's a staple of Great Morning, so we got to do it again. I think it is time to hear the word of the day.
Word. 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 Word of the day.
All right.
All right. So Jimmy's not here today, but that's fine. Like I said, he sent me a lot of these words that I'll go through throughout the weeks while he's gone on deployment. You know, good luck to Jimmy out there again. Shout out to him. Can't wait until he's back. But your word. Oh, wait. You know what? Let me explain the rule. You know what? Stephanie, do you want to explain the rules or you want me to explain the rules?
You could do it.
Okay, I'll explain the rules. So the rules of the word of the day is usually Jimmy is here and he has the big old dick, which is a big old dictionary that he had in his family for like 1,000 years. He opens it up, puts his finger down on a random page, and whatever his finger landed on will be our word of the day. All right. And he did that before. So just pretend he did that again to you listeners out there. I know he's not here, but all right. You know, we just got to pretend like he just did it in front of us. But he did it before and we got our word. And your word of the day is, oh my God. Stephanie, you might actually finally like this word. Your word of the day is your word of the day is bivouacked.
Bivouacked?
What the fuck is
what
that?
Is that?
Bivouacked. It's spelled B-I-V-O-U-A-C-K-E-D. And it means to make a temporary encampment with few facilities, as used by soldiers, mountaineers, etc. Bivouacked. Now, Talia, you have to use that word in a sentence of your making. And what we rate, of course, because last season you made it on the top 10 list for your word.
Okay.
So how we rate it is we rate how funny your sentence was, how creative it was. Okay. And of course, if you use the word correctly, all those become factors on your rating for the top 10 list. So,
okay,
we're putting you on the spot whenever you're ready.
All right. So I did a makeshift bivouac for my crew and I when we were out in Iraq on our last tour.
All right.
Wow. That was real quick. Wow. You had that like ready. Have you heard this word before?
No, never in my life.
And you said
so that came to like my mind. I don't know when it was it's a makeshift of like something.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's like, I think it's
temporary
like
housing,
a temporary, like just encampment. It's usually meant, it's like, it's almost like saying, I think you could, that's like an archaic word. That's the cool thing about Jimmy's dictionary is there's a lot of old words in there too that people don't use, but you could just say we made camp. Like that's
we made camp.
Yeah. And I don't think anyone in the world is walking around saying like, yeah, last night me and my buddies bivouacked.
What? You never know, Merms. You never fucking know.
Yeah.
Bivouac.
Yeah. Like, honestly, you know, she was very nice about that because I would have been like, yesterday I took a bitch and I pulled out my bivouac on her and left her there at camp. That would have been me. Bivouac.
It just sounds, I don't know. It's kind of like.
Sounds rough.
I know. We're trying to be nice here. We're trying to be.
It's like some like BDSM. Like I'm gonna get my whatever the fuck.
I got beaver whacker.
Yeah, my yeah.
Like I'll beaver whacker. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it is a rough word. You know, that's not as bad though. You know what I heard? I have a worse word for you. I heard the other day.
Oh Lord.
You ready? Masticate.
Masticate.
Okay. Don't worry. You're not doing a sentence for that word. That word means to chew. Just another word for chewing food.
I masticated my baby daddy's shit yesterday.
Eh? Yeah, see, so like you can't say it without it just sounding like bad. Like, oh, look, Christian's in the back of the room masticating. It's like, don't ever say that. Don't ever fucking say that.
I'm going to fucking say that now.
Yeah.
That word should not. Nope.
That's a good one.
I think we're saying right now on Great Morning that no one can use that word any longer.
I'm going to fucking use that. When I go to class tomorrow and if I see my teacher eating, I'm like, look at you masticating or whatever.
Yeah.
It tastes good. You got extra ketchup on that shit. and salt and pepper and vinegar. What's up? You want to share the wealth and masticate together?
Jesus Christ.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
Talia, I heard though in your sentence there, you said something about in Iraq. Were you in
Never in Iraq? My life.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was like,
never.
I was like, oh. I didn't know if you were like actually, because you got, that was so quick. You were very quick with that word. So
I think it's the acting.
I think, yeah.
I've been doing a lot of skits and stuff lately. So I've had to like improv and So it's helped me be like witty and on the spot.
Yeah. I think that's really come in handy because that might've been the quickest anyone's given us a word of the day too, which unfortunately we don't grade on, but what do you think, Stephanie? Usually people are not that quick with it.
No, that was good.
That was very good.
That was very, very good.
Very good. And,
maybe third time's the charm.
I mean, the first time you made it on the top 10 list.
Yeah. So I actually have a question for you, Talia. Were you with Slick in Japan?
No, he's there now. So I think he's doing it for like work, but he's shooting like the second half of Getaway 2. Like, so I think he has stuff on the works.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
He's in Japan right now?
Yeah, he's in Japan.
Dude, that's
I was speaking with him not too long ago. Yeah. He's like, I'm in Japan, sis. I was like,
and he is still working.
That kind of reminds me of another question I wanted to ask you. So what, I guess I should say, like, what role do you think social media plays in like shaping the modeling industry today? And like, how has it helped you or not helped you?
I think it's helped as far as, you know, people being able to see you and getting access to a lot of, you know, different opportunities and stuff too. But I think it hinders people by if you put too much out there too fast and you're trying to go to like get certain people to look at you. You know what I mean? It'll hinder you. You can kind of scroll back and they're like, they already got a certain look for you. So you can hurt yourself and you can help yourself. You know, so that's why I just like to stay true to who I am. I don't like to, you know, get swayed by like certain names or certain people, you know, just you know, for a look, because I'm like, I have a vision that's greater than this, you know. So I'm like, no, I can't walk around with my thongs and, you know, like too crazy stuff, you know.
But no, I get it. So what is your main platform that you, is it Instagram?
I do Instagram. Right now I'm trying to build my website, just because Instagram, I have so many different people, and then I have like, I'm on YouTube too with Brandon Cole Photography. So a lot of people know me from YouTube.
Okay.
But it's just different platforms. That's why I feel like maybe if I have my own website, you'll be able to just click on all of them.
Yeah, website will be cool.
Yeah.
I'm working on that. Good with website design. Do you have a designer for that, or are you doing that yourself?
I do. Humble Vision, which is my partner, which is the photos behind me. All these photos.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So he actually is my go-to for pretty much everything. I have all my digital is done by him. He does a lot of my voiceover recordings for like my reels, so I can help put him out there. But yeah, so he has all of it. He can do it all.
Do you ever receive, if at all, criticism, both negative or positive, from, well, I guess anyone, like people from
always
the internet, always, people you're working with?
Yes, always. So negative, I hear, you're too old. Why are you still modeling? Because I am 37, you know? So they're like, why are you even doing that? Like, stop, you know? Like, there's no point.
Is that old?
Yeah, they consider that old.
For just modeling?
Because a lot of people are young starting out. They're, you know, you're in your teen years. They're like, I want to get scouted. I've never done this before. But being that I'm seasoned model and I'm like, I've been doing this for a while, they're like, and I also don't like just work with anybody, because I feel like when people work with any and everybody, it's kind of like you a hoe. You know what I mean? in the shooter world, not to be funny, you're a shooting hoe. So I'm like, I'm not that. I like have quality to myself. So I'm very selective on the people that I work with, just because I don't the way I want to train myself. But I don't know. It's hard out here. But the positive ones are the ones that keep me going. You know, the happy ones that are always like rooting for me to keep going, whether I'm old or fat, or my look changes or whatever. They're always like, hey, that looks good, even if I don't, you know. So I have good and bad comment.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I wasn't imagining the old comment, though. But that makes sense, because you start hearing that in certain industries, I guess you could say, where it's like you have to be a certain age. But I could swear that I've seen like people modeling in their 80s before. So like,
correct.
I really didn't think that was a problem.
Because modeling is broad. So it just depends on what type of modeling you want. And then I just feel like, you know, once you get older, you can do like skin, you know, like you can model like different lotions and, you know, like part modeling. You can model your hands if they look good with different rings. And, you know, it's just different scenarios where you can get paid modeling, like doing family stuff. A lot of people just think runway and photo shoots. When you think of modeling.
Can you get Botox on your hand?
Swear. Botox. You know, you could do the photo shoots of you getting the Botox, you know, like, swear you're the commercial for it, you know? So it's just, I just want to touch all fields. Yes.
So, you know, that's funny because you kind of just mentioned it, but to roll back into that, what are some common, like, I guess, misconceptions we should say about the modeling industry that you think people have that are just not true or a lot different than what people have in mind?
Well, times have changed, I must say, because I'm 5'2". I'm not 100 pounds. I'm not, you know, so the stereotype of having to be super tall, super thin, super, you know, in black and white, they're looking for different. They're looking for big. They're looking for curvy. They're looking for short. You know, they're looking for individual. I'm like, okay, you call me.
As they should. Because
like, y'all called me. So that's why I'm like, I'm about to put myself out there.
Yeah, because, you know, us short people, we, you know, like...
We bad, too.
Good. Like,
yeah, we look good, too.
Like, that's only, like, what, 4-3 inches off? Like, what makes you better than her? Like, come on. Like, I look good.
You look real good.
Do you see my skin? My skin is skinning right now. And hers you is need, not. Like, you gotta put extra fucking primer on that shit. Like, come on, sis. Let's get it together. I look good naturally.
Yes. That's what I say. You don't need to, everybody's all contoured. I'm like, I don't even like all that heavy stuff on me.
You know, it's funny you say that.
I don't even got no lashes on. I'm like, just be regular.
Oh my God. So
I don't like all that.
A year and a half ago, I did a photo shoot and I'm, first of all, like, I'm not like the extra girly girl type of girl. And I shout out to Kayla because she's a great makeup artist. But like, I was like, just, you know, like, regular, you know, like don't go crazy on me.
Say natural and, glam.
Yes. And she did it. And I'll be honest with you, I felt so ugly. I felt so ugly.
Drag queen.
And it wasn't because of what she did, because she did an amazing job. But for me, like like my face, I feel like makeup sometimes, like it's for certain people.
Yeah.
And and what I mean by that, like a full glam with like all of the extra like layers
contour
and this and that, like
there's a place.
I feel like my face doesn't go well with that, if that makes sense. Like
all because you're beautiful, girl. All that. No, swear to God. But like certain natural, beautiful women, if you start putting too much stuff on our face, we look like men. You make us look strong. You make me look scary. I get
like with the eyelashes, like I'm just like
they're touching my brows. I cannot. Yeah.
Oh my God. Yes. I was like,
girl,
oh
I can't even open my eye. I'm like, help.
Oh my God. Yes. All right. So it's not just me because I felt weird. And I'm like, oh my God, like I don't feel pretty. And then like I'm on the phone. And then when I got off the phone, all the makeup, I was like, oh my God.
It's all on your phone?
Yes. I'm like, I cannot have, I'm like, how do these bitches do it? Because, and then like I feel like my face is heavy.
Yes. And then it'll make your face break out too if you leave it on.
I just couldn't. I couldn't.
Very particular.
No, I was like, can you just give me just fucking regular foundation, some eyeliner, and call it a day, a little bit of blush?
Yes.
Good.
I've been through that too. Like, then you'll get to learn like certain makeup artists that are for you. I go to like my natural beauty ones, like Beauty by Tamika. She's her makeup make you look like your skin is like, girl, you know? But I don't look like I'm not myself.
Yeah,
you know, I want to look like a mom. Like when I show up in person, I want to look like the same person in the picture.
Thank you.
Like I do. Yes. I don't want y'all to be like editing my photos where I'm looking like I'm slim, slim. No, if I got a role, that's fine. You know, but like, I'm just like, I don't want to look too perfect where I'm not myself because I am imperfect. I'm not perfect.
Then it's like robotic. It's like, yeah, this, right, you might as well have just made an AI picture of me.
Yes. Copy paste.
Yeah. Copy paste. It's very, yeah. I have not been through a lot of the things you ladies were just discussing, but I'm doing my best to be like, yeah, that sounds like a fucking pain in the ass. Also, like with the makeup, I've always thought that every time it's so weird. Hopefully I'm not blowing your minds because you probably think about this more than me. But every time I hear women talk about makeup, they are always complaining about makeup being a pain in the ass or it takes too long or there's too much. Everything you all just said, mm-hmm. right? I feel like I've heard that from a bunch of women before. And yet,
but we still
do it.
Still,
yeah, it's still like one of the most booming of industries in the world. So yeah, part of me is like, good. What is it? I get it.
Good.
But it's like, oh my God, I couldn't imagine sitting
we
there
just
for...
Say- Yeah, in moderation. In moderation.
Yeah, in moderation.
Yeah,
less is more.
Yeah, less is more. Like, remain yourself. Like, if you have blemishes and you're trying to go to like a prom and you want to just, you know, look clean for pictures, I get it. But if you're going to the grocery store, I'm running into Trader Joe's, I'm throwing my hair in a bun and putting a cap on.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to be wasting my makeup on this. You know, it's just certain things you got to make time for. And I think makeup is just one of those things, it helps to boost our confidence. Especially as like moms, we go through a lot. So if I can look good for like 5 minutes, let me have it, you know? Like, yeah.
That's fantastic. So. You know, going back to the misconceptions, and I think you hit that on the head real well. But mm-hmm. I wonder why, maybe you could tell me because maybe you know a little bit about the history, but why was it that models used to have to be like really tall, right? They would almost be like 6 foot, a lot of those models, right?
Yeah.
Why was it that way?
I don't know. I just thought it was like a standard thing. And that's when like certain people like Naomi Campbell and Iman, and they had to like start putting their face in there to make it kind of like change a little bit. They were still slim and tall too, but I just think it wasn't diverse enough.
And I wonder if it was something with like the pictures or like, was that the best? Yeah.
Because like the designers, I don't know if it maybe costs more. You know, cloth do cost more the bigger you get. I don't know if that's like a cost thing, you know, well, as far as like material.
But like it's still, I don't know. I always thought that was. I'm focusing more on the height than like maybe the weight. But like it was, I thought that was always strange. Like the height was always a big thing.
Yeah, because I know I can never get that tall. Darn it.
Yeah, you can't grow anymore. Like that's something you can't change.
Where I know that's
you
impossible.
Can change your hair.
I can change my weight.
We can change our weight. That can be difficult too, but like we can do that. That's not an impossibility, but like I can't just be like, oh fuck, hold on. I need to be 6'8".
Yeah.
Give me 10 minutes. Like I can't do that.
I wish. Can I have that superpower?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I wish too. That'd be awesome if I woke up and I was all of a sudden like, holy shit, I'm 6'8". Bro, the first thing I would do is try to dunk a basketball because I have never been able to do that. If I saw that I got that tall, I'm like, where's the nearest basketball court? Someone give me a basketball. I need to try this right now.
Oh, I love it. So, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, I want to know, though, the history of that. I wonder if we can. We're not going to.
You're going to Google it?
I don't want to do that right now. Because we're like in the middle of a question. So I don't want to. Because then there's always that like silent part. And it's like, all right, everyone be quiet for 5 minutes. Yeah, Stephanie, you Google it while I ask Talia another question. You know, I think we talked about this a little bit, but I want to hit it again because I think it's important. So like, how do you stay like mentally and physically healthy while you're pursuing like everything you're doing, even like, you know, because going to work and then you got more work on the weekends, like
you kind of break it up. Well, I do eat healthy, so I do feel like what you put in your body does help you with your mind. Mm-hmm. I did complete the fasting for Ramadan.
Oh, okay.
My father is Sunni, so I did the 30-day fasting, so that helps to sharpen your mind too.
Definitely.
So I think that helps to motivate you. Definitely getting out, being grounded, you know, being in the trees and taking walks and, you know, just having conversation with my mom about, I don't know, just anything, you know, just to pass time, just to get my endorphins going.
I like that. So being outside.
So I just tune into my happy thoughts, my family, outdoors, beach, water. Yeah. Makeup.
Makeup. Yeah. Thinking about makeup. That's crazy.
But yeah.
Oh, okay.
It gets tough though, but.
Yeah, because it seems very demanding and you have a great, great hold of it. At least that's what it seems from our point. So like I always worried about that. It's like how demanding can this shit get? Like, have you ever been in a situation where I'm just trying to think of a scenario that could have happened. So like, say you take a bunch of photos and like, has a photographer or a director or whatever, like told you like, no, like you got to do that again.
Oh my God. You have no idea.
I don't. I want to know. Please tell me.
How many times where you'll like shoot and then they'll be like, oh, like something like died and then erased it, all of it, you know?
Oh my God. Oh, no.
Exactly. I think Spaz, we did that with The Getaway. He'd be like, oh, I went to go do it, but I didn't even record it. It wasn't recording or something crazy. And then we're going to shoot it all over again. And you're like, you're joking. Yep. We did that a couple of times.
Oh my God. That would drive me fucking nuts.
I almost choked him. I was like, so when I'm there, I'm like, you got it? You sure? You sure?
Oh my God. Yeah. So everything we just did was just for nothing. It was just
that
nonsense.
Was for practice. I swear.
Oh my God. That is insane. Yeah. That would drive me fucking nuts.
Yes. And then your shoot, you know what I'm saying? You did your hair, you did your makeup, you went there, you shot it, and then it's all gone. And you're like, I got to do it all over again. I had to do that again because they didn't have a flash. So the all the pictures came out dark. Mm-hmm. So I had to reshoot it. Now I already paid to get a hairstylist, a makeup artist. And yeah, I'm paying for it. It's not like they're paying for it.
Oh, now, so yeah, like, now it's coming out of your pocket.
Yeah. So now I got to redo it all over again. But I do it. But it's just the sacrifices you make with the model. It takes money to make money. Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. I believe it. I believe it. That's insane, though. I would have, that would have driven me nuts. Stephanie, did you find any information on that?
I found a whole bunch.
Okay.
Actually. So this one said, for women in the industry, the standard height requirement tends to be 5'8 and above. And for men, fashion models are usually between 5'11 and 6'2. These guidelines are, as shorter models, petite models in the fashion industry terms, do exist and enjoy a successful career. Models measuring between 5'3 and 5'4 do get signed by agency recognized in the industry, but you're not answering my question.
Yeah. So here, just gonna be like, what?
Oh, okay. Okay. So height has always been synonymous with stature. A taller stature offers a commanding presence at runway shows. Mm-hmm. So this idea for designers who want their work to be noticed, longer legs, a tiny waist, are relatively small breasts have become the industry standard for a runway model. So all designers stick to the same measurements so they can use the same models as they fit every dress, limiting the variables and enabling them to bring the designs to make the market much quicker.
Oh, I see. Mm. So, but I mean, that even that's kind of like,
yeah,
I feel like that's just like a little bit of laziness on their part.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
I don't want to do too much work, so I'm just going to use you guys.
I'm just making this dress one size and find
one
someone who can fit it.
What's, I was going to say that. One size fits all.
I'm not making multiple sizes. I'm just,
smart.
This is it.
Smart. And
find me someone who can walk in it. And it's like, all right. So every lady who's like 90 pounds and
size zero.
Yes.
I thought it had a lot to do with like, not a lot to do with it, but like, you know how they the mannequins that they use to like, you know, like create the dresses. I'm like, all right, well, maybe they're just fitting all the dresses to this size, you know. But I guess it's because of that they want long legs and
because tall people, they are like, when you're I have a picture on my page next to somebody that's like 5'9", like runway. Yeah, they do have a very good presence. You know, like they're overpowering me. I'm looking like a little mini. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. We're short.
I'm as tall as their legs.
Yeah.
I'm as tall as their legs. What are these fucking giants?
I mean.
Yeah. How tall was she?
But
like,
so
you know,
nice.
9 foot.
I'm always like a fan. I'm like, hi, guys. Hi up there. Hi.
How you doing?
Right. They like,
I see you down here. Hi. Well, you know, unfortunately, we're getting a little close to the end here. So I want to ask you one last question before we move into plugs. But that last question is, I want to know, what kind of legacy, I should say, do you want to leave as your work in the modeling industry? Like, what kind of impact do you want to have on the industry itself? If one person, or not one person, if people could remember one thing about your modeling career 100 years from now, what would you like that to be?
That I never gave up, that I kept with it, you know, and I saw it through and I helped them along the way by not giving up and pursuing their dreams, you know. A lot of people give up along the way. So they're rooting for me. So I'm like, I got to keep going for everybody. So just the resilience to keep going, no matter what happens in life, no matter what I look like, no matter, because I've been small before. I graduated like 105. So now I'm a little bit heavier. I am around like 150, 160. Mm-hmm. So it's just a different confidence that I gotta, you know, motivate myself to do.
Yeah. But,
you know, yeah.
Oh, hell
just keep,
yeah.
Yeah, just keep going.
That is a great we'll answer to that question. I like that. Yeah. That is a fantastic answer. Talia, we had so much fun with you here today. And
you guys are great.
Thank you. We will, of course, be inviting you back. But before we go, we like to do a thing. If you remember on your first episode, you did it there as well. We like to do a thing where we do our last minute plugs. That's where everyone gets to plug any information, anything where you want people to follow you or find you at. Okay. Now is the time. So we're going to start off with Stephanie, though. Stephanie, do you have any last minute plugs for listeners?
You know what? I did, but then I totally forgot.
You forgot your plug?
Yeah. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm a shout out my dad for fixing my flat.
Hell yeah. Aww.
Let's go, you know, Dad.
You know what? My dad is such a fucking awesome ass person.
I love
dad. I love my dad. Like,
me too.
I don't know what I would do without my dad. So shout out to my dad. Because when I went outside, when you guys started recording, I was like, what happened to the time? He was like, Steffi, this could have exploded. I'm like, oh my God, Dad, you saved my life. Thank you, Dad. So shout out to my dad. Shout out to my, you know what? I got to give a big shout out to my grandma because, you know, grandma right now, she is, as you guys know, or Merms knows, you know, she's battling cancer and my grandma is kicking fucking ass. Like she's really kicking ass. And, you know, like she's really rising above everything. And so I'm just so fucking proud of my grandma for being so resilient.
Love it.
And who else do I want to shout out? I felt like I had someone to shout out. And it's just like I got a brain fucking fart. Oh, my God. I hate this.
What's shout out to the money we made off of Chuck today, because we bet that he would not wake up from his nap.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ooh. He wasn't. We knew that wasn't going to happen.
He was like, I'll take a nap before the episode and I'll be on. I'm like, no, you're not. You're up for 30 hours. You're going
to bed. Shout out to Ryan Garcia, who actually beat the shit out of Devin Haney. That shit was crazy. I don't know if you guys watched
that. Last night, the fight? That was the fight?
Yes.
Oh, you said Ryan's
fight? Yeah, oh. Ryan and Devin Haney. He knocked Devin Haney out. And you know what's crazy? I'm not like the biggest Ryan Garcia fan, but shit, he did his things. So shout out to him. Yeah, that shit was crazy. And I think motherfucking it, honestly. Like, yeah, that's it. I love you guys. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Tali, for coming through.
Thank you for having me.
Like, thank you so much. And that's really it from your Puerto Rican mamacita.
You know? That is fantastic. Yeah. Stephanie, great last minute plugs there. I love the shout out to people too. It's like, let me shout out my dad. And it's like other listeners listen to this show. And I wonder if they're ever just like, well, I don't know who her dad is, but like, yeah, all right.
Cool. Very good plug.
Very good shout out. My last minute plugs before we get into our honored special guest here today. you can follow GreatMorning_thePodcast on Instagram. You can follow GreatMorning_thePodcast on TikTok as well. Stephanie's running that. You can follow You Love Steph. You can follow Slightly Special with 2 L's at the end. You can follow Topaz Kin. You can follow DJ Chucky on Instagram. You can follow O'Shea.iv on Instagram. The dot is not written out. It is a punctuation mark. You can follow Trip God Jimmy. That is TRYPGODJIMI on Instagram as well. And like we said in the last episode, the next special that will be coming out will be the 5-year anniversary of Great Morning. That will be coming out May 22nd. So stay tuned for that. We have more information about that coming out soon. We're working on a lot of stuff for that. So we're excited to get the time to do that as well. But that is it for my last minute plug. So moving on, Talia, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
It's an honor having you. Oh, you're like the nicest person ever. You know, I love having a guest that's nice to us because I'm so sick of like having O'Shea on and O'Shea's like, I fucking hate you. And I'm like, what are you talking? Just because we're friends, you can't fucking, come on. We're on the show here. And it's just like, oh, okay, good. Talia's nice. You need
positive energy, man.
Yeah.
I'm like, everybody's always nasty. I'm like, I get it.
So it's a breath of fresh air. Thank you for being here. Please, if you have any last minute plugs, where can people follow you? Where can they hear about stuff in your life? All that stuff. Please tell us now.
All right. So you can follow me, of course, on Instagram at MuhammadT6x2. I also have my styles page, which is Styles by T6. I'm actually going to be in a fashion show June 1st with the Branding Beauty LLC. And then I have another one on June 2nd, and that'll be with the RBA's 13th Annual Beauty and Barbers Awards.
Okay.
And then I do have my vendor event on the 22nd in Elizabeth City. So I'll be posting everything. So if you just follow my Instagram, you guys will see me. And then I'll be in New York September 13th for the model experience.
Ooh, Stephanie, we might want to try to make that.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. Well, I will be there. Just let me know.
Please, I have the ticket. The link is in my bio for the tickets.
Hold on. Yeah, I might try to make that because we're, New Jersey. So that won't be too far.
And it's going
to
be
Stephanie, remember your ID, though, this time.
Yeah, I have a wallet and I also have a picture of my ID. I don't know if that works.
That does not. That does not work.
Can I scan it?
Yeah, that is not. And
that's just bullshit.
You need your identification card.
All right, but why do you have a fucking Apple wallet then? It's a wallet.
Because they gotta feel if it. Anyway, look, I'm not having this conversation. I feel like I'm talking to like my daughter or something. I God damn it. Anyway. Talia, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Was that it, or do you have any more plugs?
That's it.
That's it?
Where I am. Yeah, right. I got a lot of stuff coming up, but yeah.
Fantastic. Yes, definitely follow her on Instagram so you can follow all that stuff and figure out where you can go and see her, all right? So remember that, listeners. Thank you, of course. That was our episode. Great morning.
Great morning.
Bye, guys.
Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.
Great morning.